Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling something that affects us all, mental clutter. We're focusing on the vital practice of unclutter your mind. Let's get into it. In today's hyper cluttered, connected world, our minds are constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and several demands. This mental clutter can lead to stress, anxiety, difficulty focusing, and general sense of overwhelm. This episode isn't about achieving a state of perpetual emptiness. It's about creating mental space, cultivating focus, and quieting the mental noise so we can connect with our inner selves and live with greater clarity and intention. So we're going to get real and raw about the constant mental chatter and choose to actively declutter our minds for a more peaceful and productive life. We'll explore what mental clutter looks like, discuss the common causes of a cluttered mind, and get into practical strategies for decluttering our thoughts and creating mental space. We'll be honest about the challenges of quieting the mind and letting go of distractions, but also celebrate the immense peace, clarity, and focus that comes with the benefits of a decluttered mind. So let's unpack that. What does mental clutter look like? It can manifest in several things. Racing thoughts, a constant stream of thoughts that are difficult to control. Difficulty focusing, trouble concentrating on tasks or staying present in the moment. Worry and anxiety, present worries and anxieties that occupy your mind, mental fatigue, feeling mentally exhausted, even without doing much physical activity, difficulty making decisions, feeling overwhelmed by choices, and unable to make clear decisions. Also, a big one, forgetfulness. Difficulty remembering things due to mental overload. As you can see, having a cluttered mind does not come with many good benefits. So I want to unpack what are some common causes of a cluttered mind. One of the important things to know is that information overload can cause a big clutter. The constant influx of information from technology and social media can cause a huge, huge mental clutter in the mind. Multitasking, trying to do too many things at once. Stress and anxiety. Stressful situations and anxieties can lead to racing thoughts and mental clutter. Lack of sleep. That's a big one. Insufficient sleep can impair your cognitive functions and contribute to mental fogginess. Oh my goodness. Another one is poor time management. Feeling constantly rushed and behind can create mental stress. So here are a few strategies for uncluttering your mind. Let's drop those nuggets. The first one is mindfulness and meditation. These practices can help you train your mind to focus and quiet the mental chatter. Another one is journaling, of course. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you process them and clear your mind. Another one is brain dumping. That's a good one. Writing down all of your tasks, worries, and to-dos to clear your mental space and open you up. Time management techniques, prioritizing your tasks, setting deadlines, and breaking down large projects into smaller steps that can reduce you feeling overwhelmed. This one is my favorite, digital detox. Love this one. Taking breaks from technology and social media can significantly reduce information overload. The next strategy is prioritizing sleep. Getting enough sleep is crucial for your cognitive functions and mental clarity. Spending time just focusing on making sure that you have the proper rest is critical. Decluttering your physical space. A cluttered physical environment can contribute to mental clutter. Learning to say no is a big one. Setting boundaries and saying no to commitments that overwhelm you. So let that sink in. Uncluttering your mind, it's definitely an ongoing practice. It's not a one-time fix. It's about cultivating awareness of your mental habits and just making conscious choices to create a space where you feel more clarity in your life. So reflect on that. What's something you can do today to declutter your mind? Think of that, because in today's fast-paced and hyper-connected world, our minds often feel like cluttered rooms. Oh my goodness. Thoughts, worries, and distractions, they pile up and they leave little space for clarity, peace, and for us to focus. So the constant influx of information dumps, the pressure to multitask, and the endless streams of notifications can make it seem impossible to find that stillness amidst the chaos. Yet within the whirlwind, the possibility of a calm, uncluttered mind does exist. And it's a space where creativity flows, decisions come easier, and life feels more manageable. So unclutter your mind. This is a guide for you to navigate the mental noise and reclaim a sense of clarity and control. So I hope you got some key nuggets here to help you identify the sources of mental clutter and just understand how they impact your overall well-being, because that is critical. And just develop more strategies to clear the way for a more focused and an intentional life. So by addressing both external distractions and internal habits, you will definitely get a better understanding of how to create a mental space for what truly matters. It's so critical to manage and organize your thoughts, manage your stress level, and let go of anything that doesn't serve you. For mindfulness practices and time management tools, those are some great strategies for overcoming perfectionism and decision fatigue. It's so many steps that you could take to clear your mind, to get rid of that mental clutter that holds you back and gets in your way. Along the way, you'll discover the profound benefits of living with a decluttered mind. You can get so much done. You'll have greater productivity, you'll have enhanced creativity, and a deeper sense of peace. So understand, I'm going to speak to my perfectionist on this one right here. This journey is not about achieving perfection or eliminating every challenge from your life. That's not what we're doing here today. It's about learning to navigate your inner world with intention, making room for joy, and aligning your mental energy with your values and your goals. So by uncluttering your mind, you can certainly uncover the clarity and confidence needed to face life's complexities with grace and ease. Now, if you're tired of feeling overwhelmed by endless mental noise and ready to take back control of your thoughts, today is your day to do that. This is your call to action to understand and embark on the transformative journey to simplify your inner world and rediscover the power of a clear and focused mind, because your mental clarity awaits. So as you begin this journey, take a moment to reflect on the transformation that comes with an uncluttered mind. In a world overwhelming with distractions and demands, choosing to clear the mental chaos is very courageous, and it's an act of self-care and empowerment. It's a commitment to yourself, to your goals, and to the life you want to leave. So I hope we've unpacked together and explored the practical tools and strategies to help you reclaim clarity and calm by recognizing the strategies and resources to get rid of mental clutter, whether that's external distractions or internal patterns. You have gained the power to address them with intention, from mindfulness practices and time management techniques to the art of letting go of things that don't serve you. These steps guide you towards creating a space for what truly matters, and that's uncluttering your mind. An uncluttered mind is not just a state of being, it's a dynamic process that evolves with you. Life will always bring new challenges and changes, but your ability to approach them with a clean and focused mind will make all of the difference. By continuing to practice the habits you've learned and cultivated today, you can navigate life with greater resilience, creativity, and a great sense of peace. Remember, uncluttering your mind is not about achieving perfection or silencing everything, every thought. It's about cultivating awareness and balance. That's right. Balance and harmony. It's about making room for joy, creativity, and connection, and about showing up fully in your life, unburdened by unnecessary noise. So quiet the noise as you move forward. Let the lessons of today's podcast guide you. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, revisit these principles and remind yourself of your strength and capacity for change and mental clarity. Trust in your ability to create the mental space you need to thrive, no matter what life throws your way, no matter what curveballs you receive, no matter if you're having a bad day. You deserve to be focused. You deserve to have an uncluttered mind and have mental clarity and focus. So reclaim your clarity today and utilize those strategies to help you declutter your mind. So I hope you have the tools to unclutter your mind and gain that mental focus and clarity. I don't know about you, but I love mental clarity. It's refreshing to just have a clear mind and be able to be focused and drown out the noise. So I hope this serves as a source of inspiration today and support as you continue to simplify your inner world and embrace the clarity and freedom of an uncluttered mind, because your peace of mind matters, and so do you. So take a moment to reflect on this podcast today, and think of what practice or techniques resonates most with you, and focus on incorporating those techniques into your daily activities so that you can have mental clarity on a daily basis, because you can get so much more done with a clear mind. You don't want to be stressed. You don't want to have that level of anxiety. So protect your space and create that mental space for unclutter. Get rid of all of those things that are on your plate that is causing the clutter, because as we went over and unpack, unclutter doesn't come with good benefits. And, you know, the difficulty focusing, the worry and anxiety, the mental fatigue, the difficulty making decisions, the forgetfulness, we're going to write those off. We're going to get rid of those things, and we're going to focus on ways to incorporate mental clarity and get rid of all of the unnecessary clutters in our life today that creates those mental blocks for us, and get that mental clarity. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, a cluttered mind can lead to a cluttered life. By actively decluttering your mind, you can create a space for clarity, focus, and a more authentic, fulfilling experience. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.